Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. We're your destination for concrete landscaping blocks. Whether you're installing a patio or adding a new retaining wall, we have the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Plus, get free estimates fast using our landscape design program in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on landscape blocks when you shop at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Dear friends, I am here today with a heart full of hope and excitement because I believe that God is about to do something big in your life. Yes, you heard me, right? God is about to move in ways you can't even imagine, in ways that will leave you in awe, in ways that will transform your life forever. I know that life can sometimes be a roller coaster. There are days when everything seems to be going well, and then there are days when it feels like the whole world is against you. You might be facing challenges that seem insurmountable. Maybe it's a financial struggle, a health issue, a broken relationship, or a dream that seems to be slipping away. Whatever it is, I want you to know that God sees you. He sees your pain, your struggles, your tears, and your hopes. He sees it all, and He cares deeply about you. Now, you might be wondering, how can you be so sure that God is about to do something big in my life? Let me tell you a story. Not a story from the Bible, but a story about life. About you, about me, about all of us. Imagine a seed planted deep in the soil. It's dark down there. It's cold. It's lonely. The seed might feel forgotten, buried, and lost. But in that darkness, something incredible is happening. The seed is taking root. It's gathering strength. It's preparing to break through the surface and grow into something beautiful. It doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, patience, and perseverance. But when the time is right, that seed will sprout and reach for the sky. My dear friends, you are that seed. You might feel like you're in a dark place right now. You might feel buried under the weight of your worries and fears. But I am here to tell you that God is at work in your life, even in the darkest moment. He is preparing you for something big. He is giving you the strength you need to break through and rise above. God's timing is perfect. He knows when the time is right to bring forth His plans for you. You may not see it now, but He is aligning everything for your good. He is moving people, situations, and opportunities into place. He is setting the stage for your breakthrough. I want you to hold on to hope. Don't give up. Don't lose faith. Keep believing that something big is on the horizon. It may take time. It may require patience, but it will happen. God is faithful, and He will not let you down. Now, you might be thinking, but I've been waiting for so long. I'm tired. I'm weary. I understand. Waiting is hard. It's exhausting. But remember, waiting is not wasted time. In the waiting, you are growing. You are learning. You are becoming stronger. You are being prepared for the big things that are coming your way. Let me share something personal with you. There was a time in my life when I felt lost and hopeless. I had dreams that seemed out of reach. I faced obstacles that seemed impossible to overcome. I prayed and waited, but nothing seemed to change. It was during those dark times that I learned the most valuable lessons. I learned to trust in God's timing. I learned to hold on to hope, even when it seemed like there was no reason to. And you know what? God came through. He did something big in my life that I could never have imagined. He opened doors that I thought were permanently closed. He brought people into my life who encouraged and supported me. He turned my pain into purpose. And if He did it for me, He can do it for you. God is not limited by our circumstances. He is not constrained by our timelines. He is the God of the impossible. He is the God of miracles. He is the God who can turn things around in an instant. So, my dear friends, I encourage you to keep your eyes on God. Keep your heart open to His plans. Keep your faith strong. Surround yourself with people who uplift and inspire you. Speak words of life and hope over yourself. Declare that God is about to do something big in your life. Believe it with all your heart. I know it's not easy. I know there will be days when doubt creeps in, when fear tries to take over. But in those moments, remind yourself.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint or stain project, saving is at the top of your to-do list. Save now with buy one, get one half off select paints, stains, and primers from top brands like Valspar, HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, and Cabot via Visa gift card rebate. Find more Memorial Day deals now at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 5/15 through 5/28.
Self of this truth. God is for you. He is with you. He is working behind the scenes, orchestrating something beautiful for your life. As we journey through life, let's support each other. Let's lift each other up. Let's be a source of encouragement and hope. We are all in this together, and together we can overcome any obstacle. God is about to do something big in your life. Hold on to that promise. Embrace it. Live with the expectation that your breakthrough is coming. And when it does, give thanks to God for His goodness and faithfulness. My beloved friends, I want you to visualize the possibilities that lie ahead. Picture the dreams that you've tucked away, the hopes that you've kept hidden because of fear or doubt. Now, imagine those dreams coming to life. Imagine those hopes unfolding before your eyes. This is what God has in store for you. He wants to bring your dreams to fruition, to exceed your expectations, and to fill your life with joy and purpose. I know that sometimes it can be hard to hold on to this vision. The daily grind, the challenges, the setbacks, they can all make it feel like those dreams are out of reach. But I want you to hold on to this truth. God's plans for you are bigger than your circumstances. His power is greater than any obstacle you face. When you feel like giving up, remember that God is still at work, weaving something beautiful from the threads of your life. Let me share another thought with you. Think about a butterfly. Before it becomes a butterfly, it starts as a caterpillar. The caterpillar goes through a process called metamorphosis. It builds a cocoon around itself and seems to disappear. Inside that cocoon, an amazing transformation is taking place. It might look like nothing is happening, but inside, the caterpillar is becoming something completely new. When the time is right, the butterfly emerges, beautiful and free. You might feel like you are in a cocoon right now. It might seem like nothing is happening, like you are stuck in the same place. But inside, God is transforming you. He is preparing you for a breakthrough. He is molding you into the person you are meant to be. When the time is right, you will emerge from this season stronger, wiser, and more beautiful than ever before. This transformation isn't always easy. It requires patience and trust. It means surrendering to God's process and allowing Him to work in ways that you might not understand. But I promise you, the end result will be worth it. You will look back and see how every struggle, every tear, and every moment of waiting was leading you to something greater. Let's talk about trust for a moment. Trusting God means believing that He knows what is best for you. Even when you can't see the full picture, it's about letting go of control and allowing Him to guide your steps. This trust is built on the foundation of God's love, a love that is unconditional, unchanging, and unfathomable. A love that sees you, knows you, and cares for you deeply. When you trust in this love, you can face anything. You can move forward with confidence, knowing that God is for you. He is your advocate, your protector, your provider. He will never leave you nor forsake you. This assurance is what gives us the courage to keep going, even when the road is tough. Take a moment to reflect on your life. Think about the times when you felt completely lost, yet somehow you found your way. Think about the moments when you were on the brink of giving up, yet something or someone came along to lift you up. These are not coincidences. These are glimpses of God's hand at work in your life. He has been with you every step of the way, guiding you, protecting you, and preparing you for what is to come. And He will continue to be with you as you step into this new season of your life. Now, I want you to make a declaration with me. Say it out loud with conviction. God is about to do something big in my life. I trust His timing. I trust His plans. I believe in His promises. I believe in His promises. I am ready to receive all that He has for me. Feel the power in those words. Let them sink into your heart and become a part of your daily affirmation. When doubt tries to creep in, when fear tries to take hold, remind yourself of this declaration. Stand firm in your faith and keep moving forward. My friends, I want to continue speaking from my heart to yours. Life is a journey full of ups and downs, twists and turns. It's easy to get discouraged when things don't go as planned. But remember, every setback is a setup for a comeback. Every obstacle you face is an opportunity for God to show His power and love in your life. Think about the times when you felt most challenged. Those moments, as tough as they were, shaped you into the person you are today. They taught you resilience, patience, and strength. They made you realize just how powerful you can be when you lean on God and trust in His plans. Now, I know some of you are carrying heavy burdens. You might be dealing with loss, heartache, or disappointment. You might be wondering how you can keep going when everything seems so overwhelming. I want you to know that you are not alone. God is with you every step of the way. He is your strength when you feel weak. He is your comfort when you are hurting. He is your guide when you feel lost. There is a purpose for your pain. There is a reason for your struggle. It might not make sense now, but one day you will look back and see how every piece of your journey was part of a beautiful tapestry that God was weaving together. You will see how He used even the hardest moment to bring about something incredible in your life. Don't let the darkness of today cloud the light that is coming. Your story is not over. In fact, the best chapters are still being written. God is about to do something big, something so extraordinary that you will be left in awe of His goodness and grace. So I encourage you to do is to speak positively over your life. Words have power. What you say about yourself and your situation can shape your reality. Instead of saying, I can't, say, I can. Instead of saying, this is impossible, say, with God, all things are possible. Speak life. Speak hope. Speak victory. Declare that big things are on the way. And watch how your mindset and your circumstances begin to change. My friends, remember, you are a child of God. You are loved beyond measure. You are valued and cherished. No matter what you are going through, you are never alone. God is your rock, your refuge, your ever-present help in times of trouble. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. His love for you never changes. His plans for you are always for good. So, hold on to hope. Keep your faith alive. Trust that God is about to do something big in your life. It might not happen in the way you expect or in the timing you desire, but it will happen. And when it does, it will be beyond anything you could have imagined. Take a moment now to close your eyes and breathe. Feel the presence of God surrounding you. Let His peace fill your heart. Let His love wash over you. In this sacred moment, know that you are in the hands of the Creator, the one who holds the universe, and yet knows the number of hairs on your head. He is mindful of you, and He is working all things together for your good. My dear friends, I leave you with this. Expect miracles. Believe in the impossible. Keep your eyes on God and your heart open to His plans. Something big is about to happen in your life, and it will be a testament to His great love and faithfulness. Beloved, as we continue to reflect on God's promises and the big things He's preparing to do in our lives, let's take a moment to think about what it means to live in expectation. Living in expectation is not just about hoping for the best, but about actively preparing our hearts, minds, and lives for the blessings that are on the way. When you expect something big from God, you start to see your circumstances differently. Instead of focusing on the obstacles, you start to see the opportunities. Instead of dwelling on the challenges, you begin to notice the chances for growth. This shift in perspective is powerful. It turns your waiting period into a season of preparation and anticipation. Imagine you are preparing for a guest in your home. You clean, you arrange, you make sure everything is just right. You do this because you expect the guest to arrive. In the same way, we need to prepare our hearts and lives for the big things God is about to do. This preparation involves cultivating a spirit of gratitude, faith, and readiness. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. It's about believing in the promises of God, even when you can't see the evidence yet. Faith is what sustains you during the waiting period. It keeps you anchored when storms come and gives you the strength to keep moving forward. Strengthen your faith by spending time in prayer, by reading and meditating on God's Word, and by surrounding yourself with a community of believers who encourage and uplift you. Readiness is about being prepared to step into the opportunities that God brings your way. It's about having an open heart and a willing spirit. Sometimes, God opens doors that require us to step out of our comfort zones. It might be a new job, a new relationship, or a new direction in life. Being ready means being willing to take those steps, even when they feel uncertain or scary. Trust that God will equip you with everything you need to succeed. Living in expectation also means letting go of the past. Sometimes the things that hold us back are not the obstacles in front of us, but the baggage we carry from behind. It might be past hurts, failures, or regrets. God is calling you to let go of those burdens. He wants to heal your wounds and set you free from anything that is holding you back. Trust that His grace is sufficient and that His forgiveness is complete. Let go of the past so you can fully embrace the future He has for you. Now, let's talk about dreams. What dreams have you placed on the back burner? What passions have you set aside because life got in the way? God is calling you to revive those dreams. He placed them in your heart for a reason. They are part of your purpose, part of the big things He wants to do in and through your life. Take some time to reconnect with those dreams. Write them down, pray over them, and start taking small steps towards making them a reality. Remember, with God, all things are possible. In this journey of expectation, it's important to stay connected to God. He is the source of your strength, your wisdom, and your guidance. Make time every day to spend in His presence. It could be through prayer, worship, or simply sitting in silence and listening to His voice. Let His love fill you, His peace calm you, and His words inspire you. When you stay connected to God, You are plugged into the ultimate power source, and nothing can stop you from achieving the big things he has planned for you. As we move forward, let's commit to living with a heart full of gratitude, a spirit of unwavering faith, and a readiness to embrace the opportunities God brings our way. Let's let go of the past, revive our dreams, and stay connected to the one who holds our future in his hands. I want to encourage you to take a moment right now and think about the big thing you're expecting from God. Visualize it. Feel the excitement of it becoming a reality. Speak it out loud. Declare it with confidence and faith. Trust that God hears you and that he is already at work, aligning everything to bring it to pass. Dear friends, let's take a moment to truly feel the presence of God among us. His love surrounds us, his grace uplifts us, and his peace comforts us. In a world that often feels chaotic and overwhelming, it's important to find solace in the knowledge that God is always with us. He is our refuge, our strength, and our ever-present help in times of trouble. I know that many of you are carrying heavy burdens. You may be dealing with pain, uncertainty, or fear. You might feel like you're on the verge of breaking, and the weight of the world is pressing down on you. But I want you to know that God sees you. He knows your struggles, and he is with you every step of the way. You are not alone. In moments of deep despair, it's easy to feel forgotten or abandoned. But let me assure you, God has not forgotten you. He is intimately aware of every detail of your life. He knows your heartache and your dreams. He hears your prayers, even those whispered in the silence of the night. And he is working on your behalf, even when you can't see it. Comfort comes from knowing that God is a loving father who cares deeply about his children. Just as a parent comforts their child in times of distress, God is here to comfort you. He holds you close, wipes away your tears, and whispers words of encouragement to your heart. Let his love envelop you, bringing peace to your troubled soul. I want you to remember that God is bigger than any problem you are facing. He is greater than your fears, stronger than your doubts, and more powerful than your obstacles. When you feel overwhelmed, turn to him, lean on his strength, and let his peace fill your heart. He will carry you through the storm and lead you to a place of calm and safety. It's important to surround yourself with reminders of God's promises. Write down verses or inspirational quotes that resonate with you and place them where you can see them daily. These reminders will serve as anchors, keeping you grounded in your faith and focused on the hope that lies ahead. One of the most comforting truths we can hold on to is that God is a God of restoration. He takes what is broken and makes it whole. He turns mourning into joy, despair into hope, and weakness into strength. Whatever you have lost, whatever has been taken from you, trust that God can restore it. He can bring beauty from ashes and turn your pain into a powerful testimony of his grace. In your darkest moments, when you feel like you can't go on, remember to breathe. Take a deep breath and remind yourself of God's presence. Close your eyes and visualize his loving arms around you, holding you close. Feel his peace wash over you, calming your anxious thoughts and soothing your troubled heart. Know that he is with you, right here, right now. And as you navigate through this season, be gentle with yourself. It's okay to feel tired. It's okay to feel scared. It's okay to have moments of doubt. God understands your humanity, and he meets you right where you are. You don't have to have it all together. You don't have to be strong all the time. Allow yourself to rest in his presence and let him be your strength. I encourage you to take one day at a time. Don't let the worries of tomorrow steal the joy of today. Focus on the present moment and trust that God is already in your future, preparing the way for you. He knows what lies ahead, and He has a plan to prosper you, to give you hope and a future. Let's end with a prayer of comfort and encouragement. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today with hearts that are open and full of hope. We thank you for being with us, for loving us, and for guiding us through every moment of our lives. Lord, we know that life can be difficult. Sometimes we feel overwhelmed and we don't know where to turn, but we turn to you now, trusting that you are always with us. We believe that you have good plans for our lives. Even when we can't see the way forward, we ask for your comfort. Lord, please bring peace to our troubled hearts. Help us to feel your presence and to know that we are never alone. When we are afraid, give us courage. When we are tired, give us strength. When we are sad, bring us joy. Father, we ask for your guidance. Show us the path you have for us. Help us to make wise decisions and to trust in your timing. Give us the patience to wait for your perfect plan to unfold. We also ask for your healing, Lord. Heal our hearts from the pain of the past. Restore our spirits and renew our hope. Help us to let go of the things that hold us back and to embrace the future you have for us. Thank you for the blessings you have already given us. Help us to see the good in our lives and to be grateful for each day. Teach us to live with hearts full of gratitude and to share your love with those around us. As we go forward, remind us that you are with us every step of the way. Help us to trust in your promises and to live in the light of your love. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.